If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Let's go to Florida International University and infectious disease specialist, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. Let's talk first about the recent findings, scientists reporting that certain foods can help remove microplastics from our body. The scary part is that I guess we all have these microplastics inside of us, don't we?
Well, yes, it's now pervasive, and it's found in all kinds of foods right now, plant foods, the plastics, I mean, the microplastics in plant foods, beverages, and livestock food, you know, all of it. So we're all exposed. And you and I have talked many times about the fact that nanoplastics can cause harm. But here's the thing you have to think about. Humans are like a donut, right? We have a hole at one end we call the mouth and a hole at the other end, right? So what the nanoplastics become dangerous when they get into the donut itself. In other words, when they're absorbed into the actual body, not when they're in the intestine, right? And so these researchers, which, by the way, are from the World Institute of Kimchi. So that gives you a clue that they might be interested in what's going on with kimchi, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They study, but they do excellent work, and this is very excellent research that they've done on a particular bacterium that's incredibly abundant in kimchi. There are other bacteria in kimchi that are, these are good probiotic bacteria. These are bacteria that really help us out in a lot of ways. So they identified one of these, the leukoclastic mesenteroides strain CBA3656. So for short, we're just going to call it CBA3656. And this is a specific genetic line of the bacterium. And they were able to show that better than all the other lactic acid bacteria, these are gram-positive bacteria that we consume, it really is great at grabbing nanoplastics, kind of in the same way that Velcro can stick on a fuzzy sweater, right? So it grabs it from the intestines and gets it out into the feces. And that's really terrific, right? Because but does that mean that you have to eat kimchi, right? That's the next question, right? And the truth is, we know of a lot of different lactic acid bacteria that can absorb nanoplastics. This one just seems to do it a little bit better. You have to excuse me. My granddaughter is here. She's adorable. And she gave me a cold.
Uh-oh. Yeah. There's trouble when the doctor is sick. Before we let you get back to being a grandma, the shingles vaccine, we've talked about this before, and now there seems to be another reason to get the vaccine.
Oh, yeah. People don't realize all the sort of extended benefits that vaccines can provide. The shingles vaccine reduces inflammation in ways that help the cardiovascular system in general. And that means it's going to help not just, you know, we talked before about it showing a decrease in dementia. It also protects you from heart-related diseases. So that's really a terrific new find.
Well, I think you need a nice breakfast of fermented vegetables to take care of the microplastics and everything else that ails you, Dr. Marty.
Oh, listen, you know, it's so funny, this whole study, because not only does it involve, you know, what I eat and how I can reduce it, but let's say we give these bacteria to livestock, right? That means their feces then has more of the nanoplastics, right? And then you have to worry, well, if you use that feces as manure to grow your plants, then the plants will have more nanoplastics. So wait a minute, you gotta cut it out somewhere in between. It's really very interesting science.
Well, I can't wait to impress my friends by bringing up CBA 3656 today. Thanks to you.
There you go.
All right.
Okay.
Enjoy your day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.